The Davis High Journalism Program presents The Dirt on Davis, local news from a student perspective. Welcome to This Week in Davis. Achoo! Allergies aren't the only worry for high school juniors in spring. The second semester is also SAT season. Students are flustered with college requirements they must complete and apprehensive about the SAT, a three-hour multiple-subject mystery. Here's Sina Shafipour and Ganesh Jilal with more information on the story.
Although SAT tests are administrated all year, the March 13th SAT is the largest session. To prepare for the test, some DHS students are planning to enroll in an SAT prep class like junior Iman Shirazi.
I'm planning to go to Kaplan for my spring SAT. I think it's a really good way of getting prepared for the test. It kind of teaches you the fundamentals and how the whole test works and just skills that are needed to take the test successfully.
Others like junior Matthew Fong and senior Nima Fatemi plan to study for the test the old-fashioned way.
I prepared for the SAT by just studying with the textbooks. It helps a little bit to prepare for the test and how the test is going to be.
Fong agreed that using textbooks was beneficial.
For this next SAT that I'm taking, I am studying, and this time I'm using practice books, and I'm doing all the practice tests.
Senior Alessandra Coloris recalls her own experiences as extremely frustrating.
To prepare for my SAT, I took a bunch of practice tests, like 9 practice tests, where I went to the Kaplan Center in downtown Davis, and I took the 4-hour tests every weekend. I had a private tutor who helped me in preparing for the SAT and gave me all these practice books that I had to do.
As shown by Coloris, perseverance may be the only way to improve.
Also this weekend, a last chance to see the DHS Drama Department's production of God's Country. The play looks at hate crimes. Drama teacher Gwen Bruce chose the play long before the recent incidents of hateful graffiti appearing on the UC Davis campus. The show will be performed by an all-student cast Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. Or you can always see Avatar, again, just like many Davisites who can't get enough of the movie. Even though it was largely shut out of the recent Oscar awards, the action fantasy movie continues to attract fans. Here are Caitlin Glassman and Monika Lee with more.
We have 2 tickets for Avatar.
And your 3D glasses. Enjoy the show.
The film Avatar was released just 2 months ago, but it has already become a national sensation.
Movie theater worker Mitchell Diaz has witnessed this firsthand.
I've heard it's the busiest movie that our theater's ever had. Almost everyone I've talked to has said they really liked it. Very visually appealing.
Some fans even admit to being addicted to the sci-fi movie. There are even websites devoted to teaching the ways of the Na'vi people featured in the film. One fan, Parker Fritch, instantly fell in love with Avatar.
I am addicted to Avatar. I felt like I was in it. The effects were so cool. How everything was just all magical and cool and everything lit up. And the 3D, was really well done.
Not everyone feels this way, however. Yasmin Nahal is one of these Avatar doubters.
I feel like it's exactly like Pocahontas. Really, none of my friends are obsessed with it, but yeah, I mean, I know people who have seen it like 3 or 4 times, and it's kind of like, really, like, why? And all my friends have made fun of me, and they all went to go see it without me, and they keep talking about it.
Despite these doubts, Avatar has grossed over $2 billion worldwide, so it seems there are a lot of Avatar addicts out there.
That's it for This Week in Davis. This is Alex Young.